Like OMG.
Welcome to our podcast. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Estelle. We've been best friends for 15 years and we are nostalgic for all things early 2000s.
This is a show where we revisit all of our favorite movies, TV shows, books, and music from growing up.
Because we literally can't move on.
Welcome back to the show. Oh my gosh.
Today's going to be a good one.
It's going to be so good. I'm so... Wow.
Excuse us. Sorry, Presley. Get comfortable.
Yeah, I'm so excited just to watch this movie. It's been a while. It's been like at least a year since I've watched it, so I'm really excited.
I have only watched this movie
one time after we went to go see it.
Yes.
Yes.
But I mean, I'm sure I watched it as a kid because I remember it.
Right, of course.
But like it didn't ever like stand out to me, I feel like, the way it did you.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went and saw the musical. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, okay, I'm going to watch the movie again. Mm-hmm. And I watched the movie again. And I liked the musical more.
Okay, that's what I remember. I remember seeing your tweet about it. I don't know if you told me, because maybe you were like, ah, she's probably going to be hurt by this.
What was my tweet?
I remember you tweeted it. But this is when I had Twitter, because now I just like, I hate Twitter. But... we're watching Anastasia, by the way.
Anastasia!
But I just remember you tweeting, being like, just watch Anastasia the first time, musical's better, or something like that. And I was like, dang, cold. But it's different, because it's nostalgic for me. Yeah. So, it's different. But yeah, this was like, oh my god, this one is so vivid in my memory. Mm-hmm. Like, it has to be, besides like Scooby-Doo, and maybe a couple other like, things, this one is the one that I remember watching like all the time when I was little, like all the time. And I didn't watch it when I revisited all my childhood movies, like in high school. I went through that phase, mm-hmm. where you're like, I'm gonna get all the VHS tapes. Like that phase. This is the first one that I watched, and I had that like overwhelming wash of nostalgia, mm-hmm. where every single color and like wording,
oh my god, I remember that.
Everything.
Oh my god,
yes,
I remember that.
And I was so overwhelmed. Like, so yeah, this movie's just it's so good. And plus, I love the cast. Like Meg Ryan, I love Meg Ryan. She's so cute. I don't know if you've seen like a lot. She's like in a lot of like '90s rom coms.
That's what I was like. Is that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's get into it. I'm doing the facts, so I'm going to be jittery and not like I get so
good. No, everyone tell Rachel that she does so good.
Okay. Anastasia came out November 21st, 1997, because it's a lucky year. That's the year we were born.
Whoa. We were 1 month old.
We were 1 month old. 20th Century Fox was the company, because I feel like by now everyone knows it's not Disney, but at the time, like, I feel like kids going to see it probably just assumed it was a Disney movie.
That always angered me so much when people would just assume it was a Disney movie.
And I
was
like, it's not
a Disney movie.
It's not. But Disney creators made it.
Oh.
Dun, dun, dun. Plot twist. What's happening? Okay. So, anyways, the budget was $50 million. And it grossed $140 million, so it did really well. Oh, wow. It made it the most profitable film from these directors and Fox Animation Studios, as well as one of the 20th Century Fox most profitable animated films ever, which was like, I don't know, big deal apparently. It was nominated for 2 Oscars, didn't win, but still really cool.
What was the categories?
Categories were... Best Original Song for Journey to the Past and Best Original Musical or Comedy Score. Mm. So, pretty
I wonder
cool.
what won instead.
I know. I'm not sure. Hercules came out the same year, so I think that was probably its competition.
Yeah.
But I didn't look up who won it. But it's starring Meg Ryan, who I know her most from You've Got Mail and When Harry Met Sally. Like, those two movies. I watched those a lot when I was younger because my mom loves those movies. But she's also in Sleepless in Seattle and City of Angels. But yeah. And then John Cusack, which 1408, like we know him.
Yes. He's right. Dimitri.
He's Dimitri.
What?
Loved it. Such a crush on Dimitri. I was talking to Megan the other day and she was like, I had such a crush on Dimitri. I was like, me too. Yeah. He's so cute.
He's so cute.
That's John Cusack. He's in 1408, Say Anything, High Fidelity, Serendipity. The list goes on. Like, I feel like he's
if you don't
really
know
well
who
known.
John Cusack
exactly.
is,
exactly. Christopher Lloyd, which this stuff was kind of surprising to me because mm-hmm. I recognize all their voices.
Back to the Future, right?
But he's from Back to the Future. Yeah. I didn't put that together his that doc. It was that guy.
Yeah.
I was like, what the heck?
Who is he, the guy?
Rasputin, the villain.
Oh.
I know. I was like, dang, whoa. I didn't realize that. Back to the Future, The Addams Family, Who Framed Roger Rabbit, Clue. I was like, what the heck? So that's cool. And then we got Kelsey Grammer as Vlad, and he is a 5-time Emmy winner. And I was like, dang, what's he in? And I realized he's in Cheers. He's like one of the main people in Cheers.
Oh.
I was like, dang. I never watched that, yeah. But I know it's really famous. So I was like, dang. Cool, cool, cool. He was also in Barbie and Swan Lake. So
I feel like once you're kind of like a voice actor and like yeah. you kind of mm-hmm. just like travel around.
You do.
And do a
you
little
do.
Bit of everything.
Yeah. Oh, and he was also the narrator of Mickey's Once Upon a Christmas.
Gasp.
I know. Everything Disney related, I tried to like write it down. I was like, okay, Estelle will enjoy this. Let me write this down. Hank Azaria is Bartok, the little bat. Mm-hmm. And he's Mo on The Simpsons. I don't know if that's like a main person or whatever, because when I looked at the list, it was like 700 episodes. I was like, oh my God. Okay, cool.
He's like part of like the friend squad of like yeah. Homer.
So that's pretty cool. And then, yeah, we got other cool people, but not as many that I was like, oh, I know all these things that they were in. But mm-hmm. I know looking them up, they had like tons of awards. Like one of them is like a Tony winner. And I was like, dang, okay, I don't know who these people are, but that's cool. Bernadette Peters plays Sophie. Angela Lansbury plays the Grand Duchess. You know who those both those people are?
Yes.
Okay. Well, then look at that. Amazing.
Angela Lansbury.
Yeah.
She is Miss Potts in yes. Beauty and the Beast.
Yes.
Bernadette Peters is like a very big Broadway.
Mm-hmm. That's the one I was like, it was like Tony's and all this yeah. stuff. I was like, dang.
Angela yeah, Lansbury Muppet just Show, passed away recently.
Hello, Dolly. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's sad.
She always reminded everyone of Judy at work because they like look
aww,
very similar.
They do look so. Similar. Oh my God. Dang. Kristen Dunst is the young Anastasia. And I was like, what?
Whoa, okay.
I know. It's so crazy. So yeah, lots of just a really great cast. And then the music, which obviously we have to talk about the music because it's so good. It's by Stephanie Flaherty and Lynn Ahrens. And then the score was David Newman. Now, Stephanie and Lynn, I couldn't find a whole lot of other stuff that I recognize that they worked on. They're the music and the lyrics, but the score, this guy, David Newman, he did How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days, a bunch of Scooby-Doo stuff, both of the Scooby-Doo live actions, Cat in the Hat, Ice Age, and he worked on Heathers and the 2021 West Side Story. I was like, dang.
Heathers, like...
The movie.
The movie?
Yeah.
Ooh, that so score cool. is so good.
Right?
And West Side Story...
I know. So like, good. No wonder the music is so good. And then, yeah, the singing for Anastasia is Liz Calloway, and she has a pretty cool resume.
I was
going to
ask
well.
If Meg Ryan sang.
No, like, she does not like, sing. Okay. John Cusack and Meg Ryan don't sing.
Okay.
Yeah, this woman named Liz Calloway sings for Anastasia, and she is the voice of Jasmine in Aladdin 2. She's also in The Swan Princess.
Hmm.
I don't know, like, I don't think I've ever seen that, but I know the cover.
Oh, I know exactly what
know
you're
what
talking
it
about.
Is,
yes.
But I was like, I don't think I've seen it. She has been nominated for Tonys, which is cool, and she also did background vocals in the first Aladdin, Pocahontas, and Beauty and the Beast. I was like, cool, very cool. And when she went in, she was doing it as a favor to just sing the demos, so they had something to work with, because she was friends with the two people writing the music, and they're like, you just come in and sing because we're having some trouble with the person that we hired to be the singer. And she's like, fine, no problem. Like, so she came in and did the demo. And then as they were working with it, they were like, oh, wait, like, we love this. Like, so she's like, okay,
perfect.
I guess. Like, so she came back in and did the rest of it. And they just, like, fell in love with her. And I'm like, yeah. Yep, that makes sense. And I didn't look up how to pronounce these people's names. Lacey Chabert or Chabert from Mean Girls, Gretchen Wieners.
Oh.
She is also in it. She's singing for young Anastasia.
What?
I know. I was like, oh, that can't be real.
What
is real? Isn't that weird? I didn't even know she sang.
That's weird.
So cool. And then Jim Cummings is the sing voice for Rasputin. and he had a ton of acting credits and a lot of Disney stuff.
That's Winnie the Pooh, right?
Yes. It's he's in like tons of Mickey Mouse. He was in a couple of Chip and Dale things. So I was like, okay, I'm writing this down. All you know. Curious George, lots of Nickelodeon, some Scooby-Doo, Christopher Robin's movie as Tigger, Powerpuff Girls, Mickey Mouse Clubhouse, Princess and the Frog as Ray.
Mm-hmm.
He's in Aladdin, and he's Pocahontas' dad, singing and speaking voice. So yeah, lots of lots. Oh, he also sings Be Prepared in The Lion King.
What?
Right. The details surrounding the vocals on Be Prepared are actually kind of weird and interesting, but the voice, the singing voice of Scar for the song is Jeremy Irons. However, during the process of recording the song, he was having some vocal issues and apparently his voice gave out, couldn't finish it off. So they got Jim Cummings, who is the voice of Ed, the hyena in the movie. They got Jim Cummings to finish out the song, finish the lead vocal. So while he's not the only lead vocalist on Be Prepared, he still is one of the lead vocalists. So if you listen to the song about halfway through, the voice changes. And if you don't know, like, I never ever would have known that without doing this research, but it is actually quite interesting because half of it sounds like one singer and then the other half of the song sounds like Rasputin. So really weird and random, but super interesting. So cool. And then when I was sitting there picturing his voice, I could hear it in every single person. I was like, wow, I never would have.
Oh, yeah. I know he is Winnie the Pooh and he does like the a couple other like various characters. Mm-hmm. But yeah, once you like hear his voice, hear he's in everything.
Yeah, it's so bizarre. Like, oh, I just never. Him. I know, it's so cool. I was like, dang, this is so interesting. And then the guy that sings for Dimitri is Jonathan DeCuchis. I didn't look up how to pronounce his last name, but he was also in Pocahontas, but I think he was just background mm-hmm. vocals. So yeah, lots of cool stuff. And then the movie was directed by Don Bluth and Gary Goldman, and they met working at Disney together. They were animators at Disney. They were in friendship, partnership of 30 years. They were chief animators at Disney from 1955 to 1956. They worked on Sleeping Beauty. And then again in 1971, they worked as directors of animation on Pete's Dragon, Robin Hood, The Rescuers, Winnie the Pooh, Tiger 2, and The Small One, which I didn't know what that one was.
But I don't know.
It was all like a Disney list. I was like, oh, wow, that's sounds cool. And then after they worked there for that long, they left with a couple other animators from Disney to start mm-hmm. their own company. So I was like, dang, I bet this is like a weird rivalry thing. Like, I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
I have no idea, but it sounds kind of sus. I mean, they made Anastasia, so like, good for them, but it sounds like, I don't know. So they all resigned and worked on their own independent company, and it eventually got interest from Fox, and so Anastasia ended up being the first animated Fox movie.
Oh.
Mm. Yeah. That they also worked on The Land Before Time and All Dogs Go to Heaven and Thumbelina. Yeah.
All Dogs Go to Heaven. So,
very impressive list. Okay, now I'm going to get into the history part of it because mm-hmm. I was going down a legitimate rabbit hole. I was literally sitting there and I was like, I don't know much about the original story.
Yeah.
So then I started looking it up and then I was like on history.org or whatever that site is, and I was like, oh my God, this is too much. Like, this is way too much. I felt like I was in high school again.
Because it's based on true events.
It's, I mean, but that I is mean, the kind loosest. Of? Like the like
not really
not
like,
really
it's
but
like the family
the
is
family
real.
Is real
yes.
And Rasputin is real but
okay
he was not evil or villain or like an enemy of the family, so very odd choices, but like this is what I learned based on my I'm not like a history buff, so like this is just me
this
accumulating
is us
multiple,
talking about
yeah
I was trying to talk about God I was trying to talk about
Easter I don't know yeah So yes, when Don and Gary, the directors of the movie, began researching the actual events, they discovered that it was like way too dark for an animated movie for kids. So they changed a ton of stuff, basically only keeping the Romanov dynasty and Anastasia, the girl, as well as like Russia in general.
Mm-hmm.
But the real story is that the Romanovs had ruled for like 300 years in Russia, and they were like the monarchy of Russia. And people didn't really like the king, or not the king, whatever he's called. It's like T-S-A-R, and I'm not sure how to pronounce that. But that's like their title. I don't know. Nicholas II was his name. And he had a family, and he had five children, four daughters and one son. And during the spread of communism and the Soviet Union and all this stuff, revolution happening, so he gets exiled and he has to like give up the throne. So the Romanov family, after ruling for 300 years, it ends with this family. And so they get exiled and sent to live in Siberia. Like, so I'm sure when it says like exiled, you know, what's the word, abdicated or whatever, when you have to like release your title.
Yeah.
I bet it was like not clean. I bet it was like they were imprisoned. Like, it doesn't sound very nice. Even though the history websites were like, they were, you know, sent away. I'm like, yeah, but where'd they go? Yeah. Like, that sounds scary. So they were gone. And then while they were living in exile, Bolshevik troops told them that they were going to take a picture, a family picture, like come down or whatever. It was like this weird thing. So they all got dressed and left their rooms. And then they were all executed, like all of them, the kids and the parents. So that's like obviously nothing even close to what the movie is like.
I mean,
so dark. I mean,
in the musical.
In the musical, I can see they like.
That beginning part was like dark. Holy shit.
It's dark. But it's like the story's dark. Yeah. I mean, it's not this like fairy tale thing. Like, it's not magical. It's really, really sad. Like, you know. So yeah, they were all killed. But where the mystery comes from is like, they obviously did not have DNA testing back in this time, because the year was 1918 when they were all killed by all these Bolshevik troops. And so rumor spread because they were in two unmarked graves. The family was split up. So they didn't find all the bodies at first. So this like, I don't know, like a mystery conspiracy theory was like, oh, Anastasia, maybe she escaped, maybe she survived, maybe she's fine, she's living somewhere else, like she didn't get executed, whatever. So it became like a thing, and then people trying to impersonate and pretend to be Anastasia, that part is real. Like, people would come and try to claim that they were,
wouldn't they then like be killed?
I know, yeah. Like, I mean, I don't know.
Why would you want to pretend to be a family that everyone wanted to then kill?
You would think so.
Kill.
I don't know. That's like, this is the part about history where I'm just like, I don't know. There's like a lot of years, a lot of dates. I'm not sure what's happening. So, whatever. But a lot of people, the most famous one's name was Anne Anderson, and she impersonated her for like so long. And it wasn't until 2009 when DNA testing finally debunked her, and they found the other, like, they were able to test the bodies and everything, and they found Anastasia's body. So she died like that night when they were all killed. There was no mystery. Like, she was dead the whole time. But that's what inspired the story. This like mystery of like, would she have survived? Which is like, I mean, but even when the movie was made, they didn't know that she actually died, because it was 1997. Yeah. So it's not like it was 100% confirmed. So I guess like that mystery was still kind of true at the time, but it is weird to think about how much they twisted history to like make fairy tale.
I mean, that's kind of like Pocahontas, you know, like based on actual history.
Let's romanticize the colonization of like these innocent people. Yes. Yeah. Like, it's not very pretty. But, and then Rasputin in the movie, he's the big bad guy, this like mystic guy. But in reality, yeah, this guy is a real guy. And he was like a holy man, a church guy, but he was also really like hated in the community because he claimed to be this like healing, psychic, spiritual, like he was very controversial. And especially at that time when people were just like, you're a witch, burn you. You know what I mean? Like, so they were like, oh, you're suspicious. We don't like you. But the family actually loved him, the Romanov family, because the son, the youngest son, he had like some health issues. So the mom like always worked with Rasputin. She was like, oh, come heal him. And so she believed that he was like helping her son. So he was like a friend of the Romanovs. He was not even close to an enemy. Like, they were friends. So it's very weird that Rasputin was the choice for the villain.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess I understand because it's like he's like mystical and mm-hmm. spooky and like having all these unnatural ways of going about things. But I still feel like it's a weird choice considering he was close friends with the Romanoff family.
Like, yeah. Well, I mean, you know, like in the musical, he's not even a character.
Yeah. Because like, it seems so like, why didn't, what? Yeah. Like, I don't know. But I guess, because I feel like if you're going to make up something, like mm-hmm. just create a new character. I don't know why they chose a real person who was yeah. friends with them to be the villain. It just seemed sort of odd. But yeah, that's what I learned on my history wow. rabbit hole deep dive. Like, I'm sure anyone that like knows the real thing is gonna listen to me like, oh my god, this is
like
the
an
most
actual
chaotic.
Anastasia like yeah. Romanoff buff is gonna yeah, listen exactly. and be like,
actually you pronounced that wrong and that's not right. But that's what I learned. So very interesting stuff. But they did keep a lot of like specific things from the real story, like in a couple of the paintings, there's a dog of the royal family, and like they actually did have a dog, and it's like the same kind of dog. And then the dress she wears at the end is a replica of like a real dress that she wore.
That would have been
the
like real, historically
yeah,
accurate.
Trying to be accurate in some like weird ways. Mm-hmm. Keeping all the family names correct and everything. And a couple of like the paintings, like there's one part where Anastasia draws a picture and she's like, oh, Olga got so mad because she said it looked like a pig riding a donkey or something like that, because mm-hmm. she like drew it as a little girl. But that's real, like there's like a journal entry from the real Anastasia talking about yeah. that. So it is interesting the things they chose to keep. But I don't know, that's what I learned, that's what I got.
Are you ready to take a walk down
I'm
memory
ready.
Lane?
I'm so ready. I'm going to try not to sing the whole time. All right. We'll be back with our thoughts. We're back.
We're back.
I'm so happy. I'm elated. God, this movie is so good. Oh, my God.
Ugh. I didn't remember a lot of it.
Yeah. What are your second impression after watching it for the first time after the musical and now watching it now? Like,
I still like the musical more.
Hey, fair enough. You are entitled to your thoughts.
I love so many songs that are not in the movie that's in the musical.
Okay. Fair enough. Is In the Dark of the Night, Rasputin's song, is that the only one that's not in the musical that's in the movie?
Yes.
Okay. Got it. Yeah, I don't, like, after we went to go see it, I never, like, listened to the Broadway soundtrack. So I don't know them super well or anything. I mean, I remember just being, like, overwhelmed by how wonderful the musical was. It was so, so good. But I'm not, like, familiar with the other songs, so.
You should listen to it.
I should. I know. I should. So this was great. okay. Let's just get into it.
You gonna walk us through it, Rachel?
I guess I'm gonna walk us through. We start off with the height of the empire. Everybody's happy. We're at a ball. We're at the 300th anniversary of the Romanoffs ruling everything. Young Anastasia. The whole family's alive. Everything's great.
The art is giving definitely like early Disney like Sleeping Beauty vibes. Mm-hmm. Did you say they worked on Sleeping Beauty? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was like, it's giving Sleeping Beauty just how like it looked.
Yeah. I thought it was really cool, the mix of like computer and drawing.
Oh, I hated it.
Really?
Yes, I feel like it bugs me.
Really? Okay, like, I mean, I get it.
The second I see like, it's like all the people in the landscape look the same. But then, like, random objects here and there.
Are, like, really,
like, the music box. Why does it look like it's, like, from a different movie and then they're together?
I get it. I watched this, like,
But I'm sure for the time it was, like, insane, you know?
Exactly.
97.
Yeah, this, like, interview with all of the creators and the cast, and they were just all talking. It must have been, like, a press, like, video thing, like, the making of. And they, like, made a big point to talk about that. They were like, we're so excited about this new programming. And it was, like, a whole section. It was, like, the internet, you know? Like, it was, like, a big part of, like, talking about the animation. And but then they also had people, like, show the drawings that they did. So I was like, it's interesting that they, like, mix it, which, I don't know. Yeah. Some parts, like, where the frame would kind of move. But everything else looked like hand drawn, but the frame would kind of like move weird.
It makes it look like there's like an actual camera there. Like,
yeah, it's very Barbie.
Yeah. Like, oh yeah.
But the drawings, I love the way the characters are drawn. And when you can see like little mistakes and stuff when their eyes are like cross-eyed for a second, you know, like I love that. It's so cute.
Yeah, the art was great.
Yeah. So yeah, it's happy. Everything's happy. We see Anastasia talking to her grandma and they have this wonderful like moment with the music box and they sing their song, which is a part of Once Upon a December. And it's like a, well, to remember me while I'm in Paris. She's like, I don't want you to leave, you know, so... whatever, we see their relationship is very sweet. And then everything gets scary and dark, and Rasputin is there. He's just like, why wasn't I invited?
So
like,
Maleficent.
It is very Maleficent.
So this bad guy just shows up for no reason and is pissed off for no reason and has decided to just be like, well, fuck you. I'm going to put a curse on you.
Literally. He's just pissed. And then Nicholas is like, you are no longer welcome here. And he's like, what? Like, whatever. I'm going to put a curse on your whole family. So then things just get like super crazy and insane. And like, I do think it's interesting that a couple of the parts, it seems like there's soldiers like amongst the chaos. So I'm like, were you trying to mix in some like history? Like everything's going crazy. It's crazy. So Anastasia, they're running to escape the palace. And Anastasia's like, wait, my music box. So she like turns around to go back. And the grandma follows her. Mm-hmm. And they end up in a room. And Dimitri's there. Little baby Dimitri, who works at the palace as a servant. And he's like, here, like, come through the servant's quarter. And so he opens this hidden door in the wall to let them escape. But then but it's like soldiers that come in the room and like hit Dimitri over the head with their gun and then they leave. So I'm like, I don't know if they, I guess now that I like gave a shit and actually like looked into the history, I'm like, did they try to like bring in a little bit of that? Because you get this impression that Rasputin is causing all of this turmoil, but during those scenes, he's not really present in a lot of the chaos. Like, I don't know. There's like fire and shit happening. Like, I don't know. But yeah, then they're outside, Anastasia and the grandma, because they're the only two that got separated from everybody else. So they're outside running and they run into Rasputin. Rasputin tries to kill them, but he ends up falling through the ice and like, I guess drowning, but he doesn't actually die because he sold his soul to get this reliquary so that he could curse the family. So he can't die, but that's where he like ends. And I also read that real guy, Rasputin, like his body after they killed him was thrown into a frozen lake. And that's why they put it in the movie. But I don't know how accurate that is.
More conspiracies.
I read it on a couple websites and I was like, interesting. I don't know if it's true, but if it is, that's hilarious. Not hilarious that someone was killed, like, but I just mean that they kept that weird detail. Like,
I wonder if like... the family using him to like cure whatever and like use his like weird whatever.
Yeah.
If that like then like ruined his reputation or something afterwards.
Maybe.
He didn't like the family anymore.
Maybe. I have no idea. Like,
it just seems random to use this random guy.
It just seems random. Yeah. Aside from the fact that most people didn't like him because they thought he was weird and like odd. I don't know like why he was chosen for the villain role. Like, maybe there's more to it and I have no idea. I'll have to ask like a historian someday. Be like, hey, can you analyze this movie, please?
I mean, with Disney now, you think they could just like make a whole documentary about like,
right? Oh my god, how cool would that be? Oh my god, that'd be so cool. So yeah, because also they reference it multiple times, the ice, like when Rasputin then like later on in the climax of the movie, he's like, how about a swim in the ice? Like, I feel like it's very specific and it's weird that I read that. So whatever. But anyways, that's the sad intro. And the last thing we see is the grandmother hopping on a train and she's like, Anastasia's following her. But Anastasia doesn't make it on the train. And she's like, hold on to my hand. And Anastasia, like, falls and she doesn't make it on the train.
A little at, like, them putting the grandma on the train first. And then you just leave your 8-year-old, like,
I know,
granddaughter behind a train.
And then, like, the fact that she did not give her all to jump off and save her 8-year-old granddaughter. Like, no. Okay. I would have been like, hey, I'm fighting you all and jumping off this train. Like, there's no way that I would just, you know. But whatever. It's... history. It's the world. It's revolution. Things are crazy. There's fire. There's demons. So, and then it all fades out and we're above the clouds and all like the pretty Russian city.
Yeah, thing. Is it's that like in the in the background there's like this tall pointy building?
Yeah.
Is that like a real...
I think it is. I feel like I've seen that before in...
It looks crazy.
Pictures of Russia. And also, one of the directors, I'm not sure which one, but before they started making, like, drawing everything, he went to St. Petersburg and just took a bunch of pictures and, like, videos, and he was talking about it in that little behind-the-scenes thing. He was like, I just shot, like, tons of rolls of film and, like, made tons of videos, and that's what we based all the drawings on. So,
whoa.
It's like they tried to make it look like St. Petersburg. But,
have
yes.
You heard there's a rumor in St. Petersburg.
That's the next thing we get. Oh, what a banger. Like, it is so freaking good. Oh, my God. Yeah, they're, like, walking around St. Petersburg, and we see Dmitri and Vlad. We're meeting these characters. They're talking to each other, and he's, like, Dmitri's, like, we have to find a girl to look like Anastasia so we can win this money because the Grand Duchess... She's put out a reward for anyone that can bring Anastasia back home. It's 10 million rubles. So she's like, anyone can find my granddaughter, my lost granddaughter, and then you get this money. So Dmitri, he's a con artist in St. Petersburg, and Vlad is like his sidekick. And they're like, we just got to find a girl that looks like Anastasia so we can get this money.
I always thought it was confusing how, like, Vlad worked in the castle, though.
Yeah.
I mean, they both worked in the castle.
Right.
So it's just like, okay, so now you're just like trying to con the people that you worked for? Okay.
I don't know. I know. I never really like gave much thought to it until I started to like analyze it for a fact. Like, I don't know exactly how all that works and how like the Grand Duchess is still doing fine with like a gigantic palace in Paris, but like her whole family. I guess it's because they took the history part of it where it's like the revolution. So there's nothing wrong with her family. It was just Rasputin. But then again, like, why'd they have soldiers and shit fighting? I don't know. I have no idea. But yeah, so then we get a rumor in St. Petersburg number, and it is so good. They're just walking around St. Petersburg, and we're seeing how, like, everyone's living. Freaking fantastic, a number. Oh my God, it's so good. And the second Dmitri starts singing, like, he has this big part in the song, I was like, yep. I remember my crush is coming back full circle, full swoon. Like, I was like, dang it. He's so cool.
We see Anastasia coming out of an orphanage. Mm-hmm. And I guess the head of the orphanage is basically saying, like, she's gotten her a job.
Mm-hmm. The fish market.
So I guess what? So she was 8 when she was a kid. So she's 18 now.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, okay, you're an adult. You're going to go work at this like fish market.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, she's like
from the get-go, she has some sass.
Yeah, she has some sass, which in this interview with Meg Ryan, she said that's what she loves so much about Anastasia. Mm-hmm. She was like, she's just like sassy and fiery and like independent and very like a spitfire. And she loved that about her. It's like, oh, me too. So yeah, she's like kind of mocking this woman who is running the orphanage. And she's being like, oh, God, like, yeah, I know. I'm supposed to go work at this fish market. But I don't know. Like, I don't know what I want. And that's when we get this backstory, because she's like, I just want to figure out who I am, you know. And the woman is like, you don't know anything. She's like, well, I have one clue. It's this necklace that says Together in Paris. And we already know that that's from the beginning of the movie. Mm-hmm. That's the key to the music box that she sings with her grandma. But that's the only thing Anya has from growing up, from her childhood. Because also she goes by Anya. She doesn't even know her name. So, her full name. And so she's walking and she's trying to decide which way to go. Should she go to the job? Or should she go somewhere new on a new adventure, try to figure out who she is? She's like, send me a sign. And then Pooka shows up, which is her little sidekick dog. Mm-hmm. Who's so cute. He like steals her scarf and he's like running towards the St. Petersburg side. So he's like, all right. She's like, okay, I can take a hint. And then we get Journey to the Past.
Which is so good. In the musical, it's way later. I think it's like
really
right before intermission.
Oh,
it's like they're about to arrive in Paris, and she sings Journey to the Past.
I wish I remembered more about the musical. I mean, I remember it was amazing.
We'll watch it.
Yeah. I remember loving it, but I don't remember like much of the details. But yeah, it's so good. It's and so Liz good. Calloway's voice, it is just like butter. It is so smooth and clean and beautiful. Like, oh my God. I'm just like, it's so good. It's so interesting to think like that they weren't going to use her. Like, she wasn't the original person. Because like, I can't even imagine someone voicing Anastasia in this movie. Like, the singing voice. It's just so gorgeous. And she also said that that's her favorite song from the
It gives me goosebumps.
Movie. Oh, God. So good. I know. Oh, my God. And in this interview I watched with Liz, she sings it. Like, just in the room during the interview. And she's, like, older. Ugh. And I'm like, oh, stop. You're killing me. You're literally killing me. So, yeah. It's beautiful. She decides to head towards St. Petersburg to try to do something different aside from just going to work at a fish market and giving up on figuring out who she is. And then we switch to Dimitri, who's holding auditions for an Anastasia. And this part's always funny. I actually talked about this specific scene with Megan today because she was like, I remember the scene where the girl's like, she comes on the stage and she's like, Grandma, it's me, Anastasia. It's so good. So yeah, they have a bunch of really awful people trying to be Anastasia. So they're having no luck. And they leave and they're like, God, like, this is going to be impossible to find someone that looks like Anastasia. And meanwhile, the real Anastasia is like walking by looking for Dimitri because this woman at the train station is like, go find Dimitri. He'll get you some fake paper so you can travel, like, whatever, go to Paris. So she's walking around trying to figure it out. And then she breaks in to the palace.
Which, like, they're just hanging out in the palace.
I know. I don't know. I guess... Because it's, like, deserted because of everything that happened and all of them died. So, yeah, palace is deserted. And that's where Dimitri and Vlad are just squatting, I guess. So Anastasia breaks in and she's walking around the grand ballroom, which we see from the beginning of the movie for the 300th celebration. And they're all dancing. So it's the same room and she's having all these flashback memories. And she's like, oh, my God, why is this so familiar? What's going on? And then we get Once Upon a December. It's just like banger after banger after banger. Oh, it is so good. My God.
Her dancing and then like the flashbacks like intertwining as well. It's beautiful.
Dude, it's so beautiful. Oh, my God. It's gorgeous. There's like couples dancing in the ceiling and everybody's so sparkly. And then she transforms into this beautiful dress. Also, her outfits, like every outfit, even her like... normal poor girl outfit, like I love it so much.
The peasant outfits are always like God, the best outfits.
So cute. Yeah, so it's a fantastic number. And in the vision she starts to dance with her dad and it's really sad and he like leaves and she's like, oh my gosh, what the heck just happened? And then we get interrupted with Dimitri being like, hey, what are you doing in here? And she runs away. She's like, oh my God, I'm not supposed to be here, I'm gonna run. She runs, he catches up to her. And he's like taken aback because she's standing right next to a portrait painting of the family, the royal family, next to Anastasia. And he's like, oh my God, this girl looks just like Anastasia. Mm-hmm. What the heck? And she's just like, sorry, I was looking for a Dimitri. And he's like, that's me. She's like, I need papers. And he's like, and he's like circling her, like already calculating. And she's like, what were you, a vulture in another life? It's so cute. Their banter is so freaking
good. The banter.
The banter, mate. The lads can see it's banter. Oh, it's so good. That's the other thing that she mentioned in the interview, Meg Ryan. She was like, I feel like it's really unique for young animated movie.
I was trying to think, like, 97. So, but like, what princess movies? Jasmine. She kind of had some spunk.
Like Meg in Hercules.
Yes.
Which was the same year.
Yes. And I was thinking, like, okay, she voiced her, and Jasmine also had some sass. So
absolutely. And I was thinking about that, too, when I was like, interesting that 97 was Meg from Hercules and Anastasia. And I feel like they're both, like, they got that sass thing going on for like...
It's the early 2000s. Yeah. Women were like, yeah.
Yeah.
We got some sass now.
Love to see it. But yeah, Meg was like, I love the banter. Like, it seems really unique and fresh. And it's just like really fun. And also they recorded like live in the room together, like for most of the stuff.
I could like hear... I like John Cusack. Mm-hmm. I feel like both of them were kind of like rom-com, like,
yeah,
big stars.
Uh-huh.
So I love that it was them together.
Yeah, right?
Like that was probably big for, mm-hmm, like, at the time. It was like, totally, oh, wow. Like,
it must together have been a huge deal. Like, such good chemistry. And, which was really cool, to convince Meg to take the part, the guys, the directors, they created a animation of one scene from Sleepless in Seattle. And they took the scene that she acts in,
mm-hmm,
kept the audio, and just animated it for her, yeah, as her. And she was like, what? This is so cool. So then she agreed to do it.
That's so,
like,
cool.
This is so cool.
Yeah.
I know. But yeah, so cool. And they based a lot of the drawings on them from the actors, like, mm-hmm, when they're recording, because they recorded before there were was the, like, before it was,
yeah,
you know. So they were like, they had
their
these
facial expressions,
yeah,
and
facial
things,
expressions,
yeah,
and body language. And, mm-hmm, like, now watching it after knowing that, I'm like, oh yeah, that makes sense. Like, that tracks. Like, John Cusack, I'm like, I feel like Dimitri is John Cusack,
yeah,
like 100%. So yeah, we get them together, immediate chemistry, immediate, you know, little, like, banter. And he decides to lie. He's like, and lie by omitting, mm-hmm, the truth that they are just in it for the money. He's like, oh, well, yeah, we can get you to Paris. We're actually going to Paris. What a coincidence. We have three tickets, but the third ticket is for Anastasia. And she's like, oh. And he's like, but that could be you. And she's, mm-hmm, like, what? I'm not a princess. And he's like, but you don't know who you are. You don't remember anything about your past. Who's to say you're not? And so she's like, okay, fine. Like, I'll go with you. Who's to say I'm not the princess? I just want to figure out who I am. I'll go see the Grand Duchess and she'll immediately know, no harm, no foul. I'm not trying to be whatever. I just want to figure it out. So Dimitri does not, they don't tell her that they are,
yeah,
planning on,
it's like a
faking
con.
It. It's,
yeah,
a con. Yeah.
And yeah, while this is happening, the little bat guy,
Bartok,
is hanging out in the ceiling.
Oh, God.
With the little magic thingy.
Mm, yep. The reliquary.
It starts to, like, yeah, come back to life,
mm-hmm,
because she's not dead.
She's not dead. Oh, the bat, man. I wrote down so many of the things he said because he's just,
he's
so funny.
Funny. Yeah.
He's so iconic. Like, oh, yeah.
You always got to have, like, the stupid little sidekick to the
yep,
villain.
Mm-hmm. It's got to be an animal and it has to be silly.
Yep.
Like a white bat. Like, so yeah, the reliquary, like, drags him down to the limbo that Rasputin is.
At first I was so confused when they dragged him down. I was like, this dude's just been chilling underwater, like, alive. Like, what?
Anastasia's,
and then it took,
what?
Like 10 minutes for him to be like, yeah, I'm just here in limbo.
Right, yeah.
I was like, thank you. I've been wondering what's going on. All right.
Yeah. Rasputin's really funny too. Like, some of his, their lines together, like Bartok and Rasputin, I'm like, you guys are so funny, like, killing me.
It was an interesting villain.
It was an
interesting,
like, villain.
He didn't do much.
Yeah. Yeah.
He just had things doing it for him.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you're not wrong. Except at the end. He
Except
went
at
up.
The end.
He went up.
He was like, okay.
You want something done right? But also, I was thinking, this is also reminding me of Hades in the Hercules.
Yes, yes.
Which is weird that it was the same year. I don't know if there's, like, weird conspiracies, mm, out there. Are we breaking the code right now? Like, because he also was, like, super comedic and,
yeah,
like, kind of silly and not taking himself too seriously.
At literally one point, he was like, okay, I'm calm, I'm calm.
Right.
And I was like, Hades literally says,
right,
the same,
yeah,
thing. I thought,
yeah,
the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
I was,
okay,
like,
well, interesting.
Interesting.
So yeah.
And
the bad.
Is that when we get the bad guy song?
Yes.
Okay.
I love this song. Oh my God, it's so good. And we were watching it, I was like, dang, now I can't not hear all of the other voices I now know the singer sang for. I was,
yeah,
like, dang, I can't not hear it. It's so good. Yeah, and so in it, he's, like, declaring to go kill Anastasia, the last of the Romanov, now that she's, like, figuring out who she is, all the reliquary and his magic is, like, waking back up. So he's like, I'm going to go find her, I'm going to kill her, so that I can finally be free from limbo to complete my curse.
Now, hearing him, I can hear Winnie the Pooh,
mm,
but the fact that you said he's saying, be prepared,
isn't that fucking insane.
I never knew that. Why did I not know that?
Like, I'm surprised you didn't know it. Like, I was like, half this stuff Estelle's probably gonna know. Be like, yep, like, I know the cast of this.
What?
Isn't that weird? But now listening, I'm like, oh yeah. Like, it's so obvious. Like, even though it's not the whole song. Like,
that blew my mind.
Right? It's weird. And I like the villain song. He's got the villain. Except then Pocahontas' dad. It was freaking me out, too.
No, that I don't know. Like, does...
Really? He's like, he's the one, like, in the... He's the other half, obviously. You already know. But the, of the song that's like, they're savages, savages, barely even human savages. It's like, you know.
I don't listen to.
Okay, yeah, fair enough, fair enough. It's problematic and it's old, but it, yeah. Music is really good. But there's that part where he goes like, that's why rivers live so long. Like, you
know. No. Matt would know. Matt loves Pocahontas.
Yeah. But I just couldn't not hear it now. Like, God, it's so weird. I was like, that's so weird. Maybe it's also because I watched Pocahontas really recently, so it's super fresh in my brain. But yeah. So anyways, oh, but in this song, they say it multiple times in the movie, but they say Das Vidanya, which, and I remember asking our middle school friend Veronica what that meant because she was
Oh my gosh.
Because of this. And I think it means like either goodbye or farewell or good riddance or something like that. But
that's in the musical, in the bad guys song.
Really?
Too. They like make that a little.
They kept that.
Yes. Nice. I liked that.
Love it. But yeah, I specifically remember asking Veronica. Oh my gosh. Isn't that so funny? We had a friend that was Russian in middle school. So.
Were you like in fourth or fifth grade?
I don't even know.
Were you like,
what does this mean?
So what does this mean?
It's so funny. Yes, because I have in my notes, Veronica. I just wrote Veronica. So then, we've got them on their way to Paris. Dimitri, Vlad, Puka, and Anastasia.
Mm.
And they get on a train.
Yeah, this part I just put in caps. The banter.
The banter! Oh, it's so good. Like, dang, this is like up there with Freddie and Daphne for me. Like, I remember just like eating this up when I was a kid. I was like, oh my God.
It's
like,
that enemies to lovers.
Yes. It's so, so good. Yeah, they're in the train car and they're just like fighting so much. And Vlad points it out. He's like, oh, it's an unspoken attraction. He's like, attraction? What? Like, no. So they fight. Big thing. And then, they notice that their papers are wrong because they're con artists. So I'm sure they've not paid for anything. Everything's fake and forged. So they're like, oh, crap. Our papers are wrong. We're going to get caught. So they move to the baggage cart. And this is where we have, like, the evil demon people, Rasputin's, like, fire demons coming to attack the train. And it, like, cuts the regular train off from the baggage cart. So they're just, like, chilling alone with nobody driving the train, and it's going super duper fast, and they're like melting the speedometer and blowing everything up. It's a crazy mess. So
we just get a whole action sequence basically,
which is also quite funny. The whole like refrain that they keep saying of like, if I live through this, remind me to thank you, like, oh, so cute. It's so cute. Yeah, so they're just like jumping off the train. Eventually, they make it and it's fine. And then we see Rasputin watching this, and he's like, "Oh my God! Like, they escaped my plan." And yeah, then he's like, "All right, great. On to the next plan." And then he like scrapes the reliquary with his fingernail, and like I remember when I was a kid hating that part. Like, oh my God, the noise, the nails on the chalkboard sound. Oh God, hated it. So then we're back with the gang. They're on their way to Paris again, and they stop at this like little like pretty area outside, and Anastasia's having some doubts about like everything because Vlad brings up Sophie. He's like, oh, I can't wait to see Sophie, because Vlad and Sophie are like a cute little thing, like a romance. And Anastasia's like, who's Sophie? And Dimitri is trying to shut Vlad up the whole time. And he's like, oh, it's the Grand Duchess's cousin. Like, we have to see her before you get to see the Grand Duchess. Like, we have to pass the test first. So Dimitri's like, oh, damn it. And because Vlad's just like, oblivious. And then Anastasia's pissed. She's like, oh my God, I didn't know I had to prove I was Anastasia. Like, this is, I don't even know that I am her. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't want to do that. I don't want to lie. And so they eventually convince her to just, like, give it a shot, and then we get Learn to Do It.
If I can learn to do it, you can learn to do it.
Something in your nose. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. It's so good. The way that all three of the melodies mesh together, it's a really work of art. It is so freaking good. I can't. Yeah. It's fantastic. Fantastic song. And it's all just, like, teaching her... this was your family. These are the people you should know. And then also throughout it, she's remembering little things that they're not telling her. So it's like, ooh, she's remembering.
And then through the song, they're traveling to Paris.
Mm-hmm.
They get on, like, a bus, and then they end up on a boat.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And then this is where we get, Dimitri gives Anastasia a dress, and...
at this part I noticed, like, how long her hair had gotten.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I didn't know if that was, like, the first, like, we get to the scene and then all of a sudden her hair is long, or I just, like, didn't notice it happening, but all of a sudden, like, it was long.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh shit.
I always assumed that she like had it up, like,
true,
like, during the beginning of the movie. I don't know, because it's kind of like got that little, like, knot at the top.
Yeah,
but it's, like, kind of down still. I don't know.
I always figured, I was like, is that supposed to mean, like, time has passed a lot?
Oh my God, that would be so much time, though.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, how long does it, like, they're walking from Russia to Paris.
We're walking to Paris? No, Your Grace. We're taking a bus. A bus. Yeah.
But yeah, it's really long.
And yeah, I was like, it is really long. It's beautiful. Gorgeous. She's so gorgeous. She's such an icon. The dress scene is really cute, because they're still fighting when he gives it to her. And she's like, he's like, what are you looking at? And she's like, you bought me a tent, like the Russian circus, like it's in here somewhere. And he's like, God, just put it on. Like, they're just so cute. So then they start dancing up on top while Vlad sings the Learn to Do It reprise.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, which is so good. Oof. It's so, 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 so good. Oh, my God. I can't hear it without tearing up. Like, it's so beautiful. It gives me goosebumps. They're dancing. And they have, like, a moment, like, a soft moment between them where they're both not fighting. They're just, like, realizing that they're attracted to each other. And it's really cute. At the end of the dance, when the tension is, like, broken, when they, like, don't kiss.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, like, you're doing fine. I could not stop thinking about Mulan, that you fight good. Like, that was, like, the same in my head. The same energy of, like, diffuse the tension.
Yeah.
So cute. They decide to call it a night, basically. And they all go to sleep. And then we get a scary dream sequence.
Well, she finds the music box.
Oh, you're right. You're right. Yeah, that's right. Falls out of Dimitri's bag. Mm. She finds it, and Vlad is like, oh, it's a nice jewelry box, right? And she's like, jewelry box? Are you sure that's what it is? Like, it doesn't seem like that to me. And she's like having memories, kind of. But she's like, whatever. All right, bedtime. So yeah, we get this really scary dream sequence where Anya starts like sleepwalking in the middle of the night, because we see that Rasputin is manipulating her dreams, making it look like she's like frolicking through a field and towards a stream with all of her family, and it's beautiful and there's butterflies, but she's really just like
about to jump off of a boat
in the middle of a gigantic storm. Like, it is the most insane thing I've ever seen. Like, I know it's like Rasputin, like, manipulating it, because as soon as everything ends the water calms, but like, can you imagine? Like, I was just picturing, like, cruises. Like, that is not how it is. Like, that is insane. Like, so much water.
It's also, like, 1916. Yeah. So.
And also, there's no one else on the boat. Like, are there any other people on this boat? So, anyways, Puka wakes Dimitri up. So, Dimitri goes and he realizes Anya's gone. He runs out looking for her, and he saves her just as she is about to jump off the boat. And then she's like, oh my God, like, she wakes up, she's like, keep seeing faces, like, I'm having these nightmares, whatever. And they just like, he's like, it's fine, everything's fine, like, we're good now. And throughout this, we're seeing Rasputin like being really frustrated, and Bartok being hilarious, trying to calm him down. And then we get to the interview with Sophie. And at the interview, she is asked all these questions and everything's going really well. And then they ask her something that she wasn't prepared for. They ask her how she escaped the palace. And Dimitri's like visibly distraught. He's like, damn it, I forgot to like tell her what to say. And mm-hmm. but she remembers on her own. She said a boy opens a wall. And so he realizes, oh my God, you are the princess because I am the boy that opened the wall. Like,
oh my God,
she is the princess. Like, oh God. And so Dimitri is like, fuck. So he's outside and Vlad is so excited. He's like, oh my God, we tricked Sophie. Like, it went well. Like, Anya mm-hmm. did great. And Dimitri's like, she's the princess. And Vlad's like, I know, I almost believe she was too. And he's like, no, she's the princess. But he's not listening. So mm-hmm. it's whatever. Dimitri knows though at this point. And then we get shopping in Paris. Can you believe it?
Oh. Oh, is that when we also learn like the grandmama will not see any more Anastasias because they're all fake.
Mm-hmm.
And so she passed all the tests, yes, but like she's not going to see her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So then they're like, okay, well, if you come to the ballet,
we never miss it.
So. Then maybe you can run into each mm-hmm. other
wink, and she'll wink. See that you're Anastasia.
Mm-hmm. So yes. We get shopping.
Shopping in Paris. And then we get Paris Holds a Key to Your Heart. Great song. It's so fun. I love all the different voices and like all the little like French words mm-hmm. sprinkled in. And I love the way it's animated too, because like the backdrop looks like a painting.
Yeah.
Like it's so gorgeous. And I don't really, like, I don't know. I never really thought much about it until like I watched that behind the scenes thing where they were talking about the animation, and I don't know really like what they did or anything about it, but it just looks gorgeous. Like everything in Paris looks different mm-hmm. during this number. It's just like watery and like it's just so pretty. And then we get this one part where they're dancing in a with the can-can dancers, and they're like in this room. And Anya is dancing, and we get this little moment in the song where Dimitri's really sad. He's like, no more pretend. She'll be gone. That's the end. Because he's like, oh my God, she's a princess. But I love that part because it's like through a champagne glass she's dancing in the bubbles. Oh, it's pretty. And then we're at the ballet. And Dimitri and Vlad, I feel like I'm talking so much. So if you're
I'm like, don't let me just stopped writing notes. So like, I have no idea.
No, I know. I just don't want to ever talk over you. So please just like tell me to stop if I'm talking over you. But
I just like see, I was like, my least fave song.
Okay.
And then I said her hair is long.
Yeah. Yeah. Fair enough. Fair enough. I think when I was little, that was the song that I'd skip. Mm-hmm. So I get it, because it's not as like
epic. Yeah, and then in the musical there's a song like with Sophie and Vlad like mm-hmm. dancing and singing. It's called the Common Man and the Countess or something. Mm. I don't like that one either. I always skip it. Matt likes that one though.
Okay. I need to re-listen to it. Like it's been so long. Good. I remember it was so good. I had so much fun.
That's like, what going. In my notes I was like, is in a crowd of thousands in the movie, because that's like my favorite song in the music mm-hmm. musical. Because in the musical they change it to where like Dimitri wasn't a servant in the house. He mm-hmm. just like was a boy on the street that she saw in a parade.
Oh.
And like,
okay, interesting.
He never tells her that, and then they're like talking, and then she's like, oh, like there was a parade, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then she's like, oh, I remember like seeing a boy. And he's like, I didn't tell you that. She's like, you didn't have to. I remembered. And it's like,
oh my God.
It literally like fucks me up.
Damn.
It's so good.
Sounds good. I wish I remembered. God, curse my memory.
But yeah, we're at the ballet.
Yep.
It's also funny how they're seeing Cinderella.
Yes, it is like, funny. Like, are we in a Bratz conspiracy theory again? Like, I feel like there are some nods here. But yeah, outside the ballet is when Dimitri really seriously tells Vlad. He's like, she is the princess. I was the boy. Like, this is real. And Vlad's like, oh my God, like, you have to tell her. And Dimitri's like, no, we have to go through with this as if nothing has changed. Just keep going the way it is. And Vlad's like, yeah, but what about you? And he's like, I'm just going to walk out of her life forever. Like, princesses don't marry kitchen boys. So it's very sad. And then she comes up. And oh my God, she looks so good. She looks so good immediately. She's got this, like, everything that sparkles is so nice. Her necklace, Like, I don't know how they do that. It's like,
I did notice the necklace because that was the one thing that looked like so different than the rest of her outfit. And then her necklace was just like,
yeah,
like 4D.
Yeah.
While like,
yeah,
the animation is like 2D.
I know. I love it though. And her dress. Oh my God. I remember wanting those gloves. Like the gloves specifically.
Just the white gloves.
Yeah, just the long white gloves. Yes. And her blue, like deep navy blue strapless long floor length dress with like
your senior year prom dress.
Was it? And also
literally your senior year prom dress.
That's what I wanted. Oh my God. Yeah. She has this like sparkly, like clear, like cape thing. Oh, it's so gorgeous. Oh my God. I mean,
literally what you wore to prom.
It is what I wore. I'm just now realizing you're completely right. Even my shawl thing was sheer like that.
Yes.
Whoa.
Dang. And Rachel, I've already cosplayed Rachel's red hair, like, you should cosplay with Anastasia's dress.
Wow.
Conspiracy. Yeah.
That's the real conspiracy. I am the lost princess.
Okay, Tangled.
Oh, God. We get a lovely, like, this felt like the thing that would be in the rom-com. Like, Dimitri's, like, her on the steps. And that, like, slow-mo, oh my God, she's so beautiful moment. That was straight out of a rom-com. I was like, dang. I love it. And so, yeah, they sit through the ballet. Anya's, like, super nervous. And then after the ballet ends, intermission, I'm not really sure. They go to where the Grand Duchess is. And they have another really, really cute woman outside the door because they're, like, both trying to admit their feelings for each other, but they're not. They're just covering it up with thank yous and good looks and stuff. It's really cute. The eagerness is really, really...
Is that where he's like, oh, like, he's, like, going to tell her something? And she's like, what? And he's like, oh, no, just go.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Yeah, it's so good. Oh, God, because she's just like... He's like, yes? Like, yes? And she's like, thank you, I guess. And then it's the same thing for her. She's like, yes? Like, yes?
And she's like, oh.
Oh. Good luck. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, whatever. So then he goes in. But the door doesn't close all the way. It, like, kind of stays ajar. So Anya can hear everything that's going on inside. Sophie's there, and she's like, oh, no, you can't talk to the Grand Duchess, but she's, like, winking at him. She's like, yeah, just walk past me. Like, I need to say this, but go on in. So, Dimitri and the Queen have a conversation. Grand Duchess. And she's just like, I can't take it anymore. Like, I don't want to see any other Anastasias. I know who you are. You're the con man who was holding auditions for people to pretend to be Anastasia just so you could get the money.
And Anastasia's like,
yep,
gasp.
Oh my God.
It's like the biggest gasp. The
biggest betrayal. This conflict is so good. So, big deal, big thing. They call security, whatever. But Dimitri is like, but like she is Anastasia. So he's just like, it's like, you're not listening. Like she actually is. And he's like, you know, she's like, whatever. I don't believe you. So he gets thrown out of the room and Anya's right there. And he's like, oh my God, you just heard everything. And she's just like, I can't believe you lied from the beginning. Like, I believed you. And like,
I feel like it's just crazy how like not Disney it feels.
Mm-hmm, this
like,
part
their
specifically.
Fight, like, oh my gosh.
It's so like hot-headed. Yes. Like, it is like,
they're like screaming.
She
and she slaps
him. Like, screaming. It's like, God. And he's just like, no, like, you have to listen to me. Like, the memory you had, the boy, like, and he's about to tell her that it was her. That means that it was him. And she's like, I don't want to hear about anything that I think I remembered or that you told me. Like, I just want you to leave me alone. Fuck you. Slaps him in the face. Storms off.
Ooh.
It is so intense. So then we're outside the ballet and Dimitri just straight up abducts the Grand Duchess.
He literally fucking just
abducts her.
He kidnaps her.
Like 100%. Like
she gets in the car and he's like, okay.
Right. The fact that his intentions are not bad in this is the only reason that you're like, all right, like, this might as well happen. But, like, any other situation, this is like, dude, you just like, kidnapped damn, her. Okay, damn.
The Duchess.
Literally.
The Grand Duchess.
Yep. He, like, hijacks the car that she's in and takes her away. And she's like, stop this car. And he's like, not until you listen. Like, you need to talk to her. Like, I'm just as stubborn as you are. You have to go talk to her. And so then he shows her the music box. And she's like, where'd you get that? He said, like I've been telling you, bitch. Like, you got to, like,
listen.
Yeah. Go talk
to her. I'll say it again.
Yeah. So she's like, fine, whatever. So she goes upstairs. Anya's like packing up her clothes. She's distraught. She's upset. She hears a knock on the door. She's like, go away, Dimitri. But it's not Dimitri. It's the Grand Duchess. Dun, dun, dun. So she comes in. And Anya's like, oh, God, I'm sorry. I thought you were in. She's like, I know very well who you thought I was. And then they start having this really nice conversation. And she's like, you're the best actress I've seen so far. But
I just don't understand why you just don't straight up show her the necklace from the get-go.
I know. I don't know. I guess because, like, she doesn't really know.
But she's like, but oh, like, my family must be in Paris because right. I have this necklace.
Yeah, you'd be like, does this mean anything to you? I have this. Like, yeah, no, you're totally right.
But she's, like, talking and talking and talking, holding on to the necklace, mm-hmm. and the grandma's like, oh, mm-hmm. what is that?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh, here, let me finally show you
this necklace
yep. that I've just had. That has led me here
time, my whole life since birth. So then the grandma's like, where did you get that? I have the music box. And then they like Anastasia like does the little key in the music box, and she's like, oh, like I know the song. She starts singing it before the music even plays. So the grandma's like, oh shit, you are Anastasia. And then they sing together. Mm-hmm. And then in that interview with Liz Calloway, she specifically mentioned that part and how it was like so amazing for her. She's like, God, like, I can't believe I got to sing with her. Like, that was the coolest thing ever. Mm-hmm. Like, it was really cool. It was really sweet. But, yeah, so they sing together, and she's like, my Anastasia. Mm-hmm. You know, so they realize, oh my God, they found each other. It's beautiful. And we see Dimitri outside, like, looking up the window, all like, my work here is done. And he walks off.
And then the bad guy's like, no one has killed her yet, so I'm going to go up mm-hmm. there and do it myself.
Done right. Yup. Then we see Anastasia. She is bonding with her grandma, and this is where we get that painting mm-hmm. that like apparently was a real painting,
yeah,
like, whatever, a drawing that Anastasia did. And it's really cute. The grandma gives her crown. She's like, welcome back to the family. It's really sweet. She's found her home. And then we like transition into her in the dress, and this is the dress that was like based on a picture, the ending yeah. dress. And I actually saw the picture when I was doing all the research, mm-hmm. and it's like really cool. The sleeves are the same, like, whoa, you know, the like open thing. It's really cool. So yeah, she's in her dress. She's getting fitted for this like big ball that they're gonna have, I guess, to celebrate her coming home. Mm-hmm. And we see Dimitri with the grandma in the palace, and he's like, yeah, you called for me. And mm-hmm. she's like, I have your reward, 10 million rubles as promised. And he's like, I don't want the money. And she's like, why the change of mind? He's like, it was more a change of heart.
Oh God, it's so cute. I love the angsty boy voice. The
angsty boy voice. Oh, it's so good. Oh, and the grandma's like, oh, okay. And so then Dimitri comes back downstairs while Anya's like getting her fitting, and they're just like bickering with each other per usual. She's just like, did you get what you came for? And he's like, my business is done, you know. And they're fighting, and then this other guy who's like in the palace is like, you will address the princess. And she's like, no, that's fine. And he's like, no, it's fine, your highness, like, goodbye. And then he says goodbye, and it's really sad. He says bye to Vlad, too, also, which is...
Yeah, and he's like, you're making a mistake.
Yep, Vlad's like, you gotta stay, you gotta talk to her, you gotta make it happen. And he's like, no, I'm leaving. We're at the ball, and Anastasia's not really seeming that happy. Pooka's yawning, because it's a snooze fest. And the Grand Duchess is like, I know you're happy that I'm happy, and I know you're happy we found each other, but, you know, is this what you want? And she's like, of course this is what I want. Like, I found my family. I found you. And she's like, yeah, but he didn't take the money. And she's like, what? He didn't take the money. So do with that information what you will. I love you. I'll always be here for you. We have found each other. Like, that's not going to change. So whatever. And then Puka runs away because it's so boring. So he runs away into this like hedge maze. That I couldn't stop thinking about The Shining. I was thinking,
I haven't seen The Shining.
Okay.
I was thinking Goblet of Fire.
Or that. Yes. Like, exactly. Exactly. Like
Voldemort's coming back.
That's exactly it. So, yeah, she, like, runs after him. And as she's going, all of the paths are being blocked off. So she's, like, being lured. And then we hear this Anastasia. So it's Rasputin. He's there. God, this part was so scary when I was a kid. So then she's on this bridge, which is a real bridge.
Yes, I've been on that bridge.
You've been on that bridge? Yeah. That is so cool.
I'm like, wow, I wish I had known, like, this was the Anastasia Bridge.
Anastasia Bridge. So they're on the bridge, Rasputin's there, and she's like, that face. And he's like, last seen on a night like this, you know. So she realizes he's Rasputin. Mm-hmm. And, he's like, yep, come to kill you, like, das Vidanya. And she's just like, oh, shit. So then they start fighting, and it's a big thing, and she's, like, thrown over the bridge, and the bridge is breaking, and he's like, no one can save you now. And then it's Dimitri. Except he's like, me. Wanna bet? Oh, I was like, yes, Dimitri, coming in strong. Ugh, I love him.
Like, how did he know?
Because he just knows. Mm-hmm. Like, earlier, we do see him at the train station leaving. He, like, takes a rose out of his pocket from their night in Paris. Mm-hmm. And he's, like, reminiscing on it. So that's when he decides to go back, though we don't see him go back. But during that part, we get little notes in the score of the Learn to Do It reprise. And I just thought that was a beautiful touch. Oh, it's so good. So, yeah, he's like, wanna bet? And he comes, and he hits Rasputin, and it's, like, a big thing. And then Rasputin, like, turns the statue of a horse into this, like, monster demon horse. Oh, my God. I was so scared of that when I was a kid. Like, that was so scary.
I mean, with the, like, it literally looks like two movies with, like, different animation styles, like, combined.
Yeah.
So, it is very, like, off-putting.
Mm-hmm. That's, yeah. I mean...
And very You're scary.
Not wrong. You're not wrong. It is definitely off-putting and it's noticeable. But yeah, man. That scared me so much when I was a kid. Yeah, so they're fighting, big fight. And then Anya, like, pretends to fall in the water. She, like, drops something or whatever. And then Dimitri jumps in after her, but then the horse gets him and, like, he passes out because of all this, like, bricks and stuff, like, falling on him. So, but then Anastasia gets a hold of the reliquary. And she's stomping on it, and she's like, and this part, I was like, a pattern? Because it's also the same thing in 10 Things I Hate About You with the punches. It's like, this is for my sister. This is for my friend. It's like, that's what it is. She stomps on it. She's like, this is for Dimitri. This is for my family. And this is for you. And then she crushes it. And then Rasputin, like, shrivels and like melts.
Like Voldemort.
It was scary. The skeleton, like, shakes and then melts and then turns to dust and blows away. It's dramatic.
Nightmare fuel.
It is a nightmare, like, for real. Yeah. And so then Anastasia, like, she runs over to Dimitri, who's, like, passed out. And she's crying. And then he, like, wakes up and she immediately slaps him on accident, which is so funny because that's the second time she's done this.
Yeah, I was like, because that happened earlier.
It was so good because the first time she slaps him, she wakes up, she's like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. Oh, it's you. Well, then that's fine. So she slaps him and then she, like, jumps on him to give him a big hug. And then he also repeats another thing she said from earlier. He's like, I know. All men are babies. Like, I know. And then she's like, I thought you were... you know, leaving, and he's like, yeah, I was, and but I couldn't, and she's like, why, and then they almost kiss again, but then Puka is always just interrupting. He barks, and he's got this little crown, so they pick up the crown, and they're like, what are you gonna do? They're waiting for you back at the palace. The next thing we see is the grandma reading a note that Anastasia left, that says, like, wish me luck, I'm heading out, a biento. And
goodbye.
Yep. And she's like, a perfect beginning. And it's very sweet. And then we see Anastasia and Dimitri on a boat. And she's in her, like, messed up dress. And he's in his ripped pants. And they're just, like, dancing the night away. And it's so cute. And then they finally kiss. And it's wonderful. And then it ends.
Yes.
Ooh. It's so good. And shout out to that absolute banger at the end credits of this movie. I freaking love that song. I never skip it when I'm listening. I have the soundtrack on CD and they never skip it. And it's so random. It's not even like, you know how during this time they'd get like famous people to mm-hmm. sing a song? Like they had Aaliyah or whatever her yeah. name is sing Journey to the Past. Like that's not even the song. It's just like a random song. And well, I just
I feel like that's like kind of a thing as well though.
Yeah, to have like a have
like just an like it's odd end credit song mm-hmm. specific for the movie.
Yeah. Donna Lewis and Richard Marx. Like I don't know who either of those people are, but that's the duet yeah. at the beginning is what the song's called. But ooh, it's a banger. So yeah, that's it. And it's freaking fantastic.
Wow. Now we gotta rate it.
Uh oh, somebody's biased.
Plot.
Okay, I feel like the plot is a place that I definitely can be flexible. Like,
I feel like it has holes.
It has holes. It's historically super inaccurate mm-hmm. and it's kind of insane. Yeah, it definitely has holes. Like, this is for sure. I am, yes.
Maybe like a 3.8.
Okay, 3.0. 3.8. Fine by me. So many of the things, like, just sitting here talking about it, you're like, but what? Why are they in the empty palace? Like, what? Like, yeah.
Fashion.
Oh, okay, what?
I was just going to say, at the end, when she's, like, in the room with her grandma, and they're, like, looking at her, like, art she made as a kid, she's wearing this, like, these, like, pink shorts, and, like, this pink, like, crop top, kind of.
Yeah, with, like, sheer belly.
It's sheer.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, my god.
The pajamas, like, so cute. Yes. Everything she wears. So cute. The peasant outfits, the cute pajamas, the dresses, every single dress. The crowns are unique and cool. Oh, my god. Dimitri's so cute in his little vest. Ugh.
Yes.
Five. I mean, unless you don't think so, then we could do a lower number too.
That's fine. I don't know if it's a 5.
Okay. Okay.
What I'll do give you it think? I'll give it like a 4.5.
Okay.
Okay. Soundtrack.
Come on.
That I will give
That's
a
5. That's a 5. That's a 5 million.
Jokes.
Bar talk. Come on. Oh, go ahead, blame the bad worries targets. Like, he's so fucking funny. Like, every time he opens his mouth, he's like, Keeker, sir.
I mean, I was going to say 5.
You just needed to wait.
I'm just going to let you continue. Sell it to me, Rachel.
All right. Don't be so crappy.
Rewatchability.
I mean, I don't know. I feel like you need to talk me down. Like,
I think it's good.
Yeah.
I don't know, but same can be said for, like, any, like, even, like, any Disney movie. Mm-hmm. Like, Disney for Princess sure. movie. I could be like, oh, well, like, I wouldn't watch it all the time. Yes. But it's still mm-hmm. good.
Mm-hmm. This does fall in the category of movies that, Disney movies, like you're saying, that mm-hmm. I can rewatch, like, whenever. It's like this one. Tangled, mm-hmm. Frozen movies, Mulan, Hercules, like they all have the same because they're like modern enough,
yeah,
to where they're like, I don't know, really enjoyable still. It's not as like not daunting because it's not daunting to watch the old ones, mm-hmm. but just like I don't know, they're just But I don't know. I mean, I definitely like the animation. It's got some things that it's like, wow.
I would say maybe a 4.
Okay. 4.
Chemistry.
I think it's a 5.
The banter.
The banter, mate. It's so good. It's so spicy. I love it.
I was like, I mean, 97. I mean, yeah, with Meg. I was just like, I feel like it was very modern for its time.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like you see that with, like, Rapunzel and Flynn. You know? Like, yeah, that kind of...
Totally. Like,
relationship with each other. It's really good.
I bet it felt really fresh at the time.
Yeah.
It's good. They've got really great chemistry. And, like, Rasputin and Bartok, Sophie and Vlad. I just feel like everybody's just, like, I don't know. The grandma and Anastasia, like, it's good.
Cries. The cringe to cute scale.
I do not cringe. I didn't cringe at all. I don't know. What
do you know.
Like, I didn't.
I don't think it's cringy, but I feel weird giving it a 5.
I know. Yeah. If we don't want to do a 5, we could do like a 4 or 4.5.
You can learn to do.
I'm gonna be karaokeing these songs on the way home.
4.5.
Okay. All right, 4.5. I feel like
that's good.
That feels good. That feels right. I'm so happy we watched this. I feel so happy.
It's so good.
It's so good. It's so fun. It's so pretty.
And now we have 2 things left of our season 3 lineup.
I know, we're thinking the same thing. Oh, man. Yeah, well... We have a fantastic ending if we can make it happen.
Oof.
Oof. Perfect. All right. Well, thank you for coming along this journey to the past with us.
Get out of here.
The cringe to cute. I'm at a 0.
That changes it. Cringy.
Sorry. Sorry. Okay. Well, we'll see you next time. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Hey, thanks for listening.
If you enjoyed the show, make sure to follow us wherever you listen to your podcasts, and you can get updates on all our new episodes. You can also follow us on Instagram at @likeomgpodcast.
We also want to thank Mic Tech for providing us with these microphones and headphones and supporting us on our podcast journey.
Podcast theme song by Sam Skork.
See you next time. Bye.